Ivy Tech is short about 800,000 square feet of space across its statewide campuses. So here's how that feels to Lafayette student Sonia Claiborne on her very first day.
I got a parking ticket because there was no parking spaces, so everyone started parking in the grass.
Her classes weren't as crowded as the parking lot, but
all the seats are filled.
And not just seats in the classroom, couches in the hallways.
And they're normally packed with people who are trying to study.
In the school's tutoring center,
you are literally like elbow to elbow with people because
Claiborne worked a string of low-wage jobs after high school before enrolling at Ivy Tech. The space issues haven't spoiled her experience, though they have certainly affected it. Claiborne wanted to apply to Ivy Tech's surgical technology program, but she changed her plans. Her chances of getting into the program were small. The school has a critical shortage of lab space.
Well, in reality, that's cutting down on the spots open for the program. Less people are getting into the program, so that means there's less people with degrees going out within our community to fill the need at our local hospitals or nursing homes.
Ivy Tech's enrollment has grown from 44,000 students in 2007 to more than 70,000 today. But the college hasn't built any new permanent buildings since then. Ivy Tech President Tom Snyder says when the last state budget was drawn up, Indiana was weathering the worst of the recession, and lawmakers weren't eager to spend on building projects.
Well, I think you have to look at 2008, 2009, the economic concerns of the state, and that is that could Ivy Tech still get these people enrolled and educated in some way when things were very difficult? We were able to do that job.
They did that job by renting classroom trailers or storefronts. About a quarter of the school's total space is leased. But administrators now say the campuses in Muncie, Lafayette, South Bend, Fort Wayne, and Columbus all have an immediate need for more permanent space. To meet that need would cost the state between $100 and $200 million. Bloomington Chancellor John Weikart says it's time for Indiana lawmakers to put up state money for new buildings.
We all want them to have an opportunity to earn education and training so they can get jobs, but we're not willing to pay for it. And that's the issue. Are we willing to pay for what we want to accomplish?
Facilities issues are nothing new for Indiana's higher education institutions. Purdue University officials say they've deferred more than $420 million of building projects and maintenance. Indiana University has a $600 million maintenance backlog. Still, state leaders say new buildings aren't the only way out.
Folks in higher ed love to build buildings, put people's names on it, and so forth.
Governor Mitch Daniels says it's clear the state has to help Ivy Tech solve its space problems, but there are alternatives to building, like having students take courses online.
Sometimes permanent space is the right answer. Not always. The system needs to keep some flexibility.
For some students, the school's space issues are all relative. Recent Ivy Tech graduate Caleb Hoagland enrolled just after leaving the military. Even with the school at capacity, he says the community college atmosphere is more intimate than a larger university.
Yeah, there's some overcrowding, but still, like, overcrowding and there's 30 people in the room versus overcrowding and there's, you know, 300 people in a lecture hall.
But Ivy Tech administrators say the classroom experience and space issues are linked together. They say every dollar that pays for impermanent leased space is a dollar taken away from paying an instructor's salary. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.